Blog Talk Radio.
Good news, good guess, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Bocconi is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's the kind of food your mama wants to eat. Check them out in North Naperville. They're at www.bocconis.com, or you can call them at 630-717-9530 and ask for the specialty pizza. It's a whole wheat crust, sausage, and fresh basil. It is to die for. When they first told me about this pizza, I didn't think it was going to be as exciting, and I politely accepted it, but I devoured it after the first bite. I did. I really did. I devoured it. And if you're a military veteran or personnel, active duty military, what do they say, gentlemen or woman, please mention the Dolly McCarthy Show at Bocconi's, and your dessert or beverage of your choice, it could be alcoholic, is on me, okay? Just mention the show. North Fork Farm, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. Did you know it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? Some fun facts there. North Fork Farm offering services for weddings, parties, corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. You can call them or check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com.
Good news, good guess, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the good show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. We're celebrating 6 years on the air. Oh, excuse me. Of course, I've got something in my throat. Pause for this brief water break. Celebrating 6 years on the air, bringing you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for supporting the show. The show is all about featuring non-for-profits in the Chicagoland area. And we do have celebrities and interesting guests from now and every now and then on the show. I want to do a shout out to Garen Prep. The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring Garen Prep, Garen Fest 2019. That's Thursday, August 22nd through August 25th. And it should be a really good time. I don't have a website. Well, it's GarenFest.com. You can go check it out there. But we are going to have Tom Bednar, who is the president of Garen Prep, on the show a little later to talk about the importance of college, this college prep high school serving the northwest side of Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. I, of course, I'm an alum, though. I'm a little partial, so we'll talk to Tom, though, and find out the state of Catholic schools, high schools in particular, in the Chicagoland area. They're not, they're thriving. It will surprise you. They are thriving. Okay, so that's a little bit later, but check out Garenfest Thursday, August 22nd through the 25th. This weekend, really excited, you guys. It is finally Compass the Cares Bubble Fun Run and the Dolly McCarthy Show, Park Ridge Living Magazine, Be Local Magazine. We're really proud to sponsor that. Compass to Care, Childhood Cancer Fun Run. It's a bubble fun run, kind of a back-to-school run, and it's this Saturday. Last year, she told me they had 150 runners, and I'm proud to say this year, we got them up to 600 runners. So thanks, everybody, for getting involved and just moving and grooving and getting into action here and making a difference for childhood cancer. Over the weekend, you may have seen my post. We were at the Chicago Dogs baseball game. I was an invited guest by the Dogs and by the Gold Glove Charities, which creates experiences and special trips and events for children battling cancer. And what a game it was. They let the kids throw out the first pitch. Carlos Zambrano, former Chicago Cub, one of my favorite players, pitching now for the Chicago Dogs. He's wearing Jimmy's jersey. That's Jimmy Rancic, who is in Park Ridge. We also had some other Park Ridge kids there, and a lot of kids from the Chicagoland area there as well, and that are battling cancer. And just hats off to the Chicago Dogs for doing just an outstanding job on Saturday night. It was so much fun, and it capped it all off with fireworks in the evening. It was a great time. The kids had a blast. It was a great way for them to just get away from it all and forget about having cancer for a while. So if you would like to more information about the Gold Glove Charities, you can check them out. Mike Martin is the founder. He's from Kansas City. He travels all over the world hosting these events, these opportunities to these young children who are battling cancer. And he's got two young boys himself, very healthy, happy boys, running around, hanging out with all the other kids. And the best part about Saturday night was the middle of the fourth inning, the team paused, just like the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley. The team paused, and they let Benny Martinez, who has had a really difficult road battling cancer, he's now wheelchair bound. He was able to hit a home run, and he ran the bases to a roaring, cheering audience, stadium, I should say, and the players were just such great sports. So if you haven't been to a Chicago Dogs game, check them out. They're really fun, and the best part about it is parking. It's only $3. A far cry from where I was a couple weeks ago, paying almost $65 to go park to see my Cubs. But you know what? I'll pay anything. I love my Cubs. No, I won't. No more than $65. That was really pushing it for me. We got a great show for you guys. Thanks for tuning in to the good show. One more quick announcement. Well, I'll wait till after my first guest. I'm really happy to have her back on the show. It's been way too long. I absolutely adore this woman. Her name is, ready? Where's the drum roll here? My friend Gloria Kelly, who's the executive director of Casa King County. For those of you who are not familiar with CASAs, Casa King County is a non-for-profit volunteer organization that advocates for abused and neglected children within the juvenile court system. And, you know, they're the number one crusader. This woman is relentless. She's tireless. She just goes for it. She brings a community together for the good of children. And that's one of my heroes right here. So please welcome to the show, Gloria Kelly. I hope you're there. Gloria, are you there?
I am here, Dolly. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't be better. And thanks for that very warm and genuine introduction. You know how much I just adore you and respect the work that you do every day.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. And thank you for taking the time for all the busy work you're doing. We have been trying for so long to get together, but I understand what you're doing. You both are doing things that you especially are doing things that really make a difference. And so every moment counts and we now live so far apart from each other, we'll have to make some special time. We'll have to do it in the winter months for sure. It's been too long, my friend. But thanks for everything that you do. You've been a part of Casa Kane County for how many years now, Gloria?
Well, I was just at lunch with a former volunteer who is still a consultant with us and has really helped us kind of move the needle because, you know, as they say, it takes a village. But he was in my original training class with me, and we were just talking about today, and it's been 12 and a half years.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, 12 and a half.
Goodness. 12 and a half years as the director of CASA,
mm-hmm.
or just involved with CASA. Wow. Now,
yeah.
When I never asked you this, but when you started out, were you a CASA volunteer at first? Or
you know what? No, I wasn't a CASA volunteer. And, you know, in many years, I mean, so the organization is going on 31 years, and we're the second oldest program, CASA program, in the state of Illinois out of, like, 38. And just a big picture, there's nearly 1,000 CASA programs nationwide. So when, you know, when people ask me, were you a CASA, were you a social, are you a social worker, do you have your MSW, are you an attorney, and I'd say, no, I'm none of those, but I get to work with all of those to bring it kind of full circle for what we do, because, you know, in the earlier days when this program started in 1988, there were quite a bit of people who started out as CASA volunteers and then joined our program to actually work as an employee.
Mm-hmm.
And that works out, has worked out very well. And, you know, when I think about the progress that we've made you know, working directly with the judiciary, we are just a strong partner together. I always say that, you know, with the work that our CASA GL volunteers do, and currently we're at about 225 active CASAs, and I have
now
21 full-time staff members.
Wow. And how many children are you serving with that? With 230, you must be making a huge impact, that's for sure, with all those volunteers. That is something.
Well, and thank you. Yes, we absolutely are. And because there are so many moving parts and because we are part of the court system, what I love mostly about our program is that we really do provide that consistency for our youth that just – oftentimes isn't there. And I don't mean any disrespect to any other agency or anyone working with these youth, but I think for us, the real difference is that we can really be more the eyes and ears for the judge to make some very life-changing decisions for these kids. We really get to know them. We get to know their needs. We, you know, and because we're a GAL program, we get to go on visits. So we're court appointed and we're an officer of the court. So when we need to find out more information about this child, then we can do interviews in the schools. We can go and visit their physicians. We can talk to anybody who has pertinent information about their past to help build their future.
Mm-hmm. Now, for some people, they are not familiar with GAL. That's Guardians. What is that?
Guardian ad litem. Yep, that's a guardian ad litem, which really means that we are a true party to the case. So we can, again, do the interviewing. We are, you know, we're out there in the trenches, really getting to know what those children and their best interests are.
Yeah, and these are children that are abused, neglected. I mean, you've seen probably the worst of the worst there. And, Gloria, you know, through the years, okay, 12 years, the program has grown. Would you say that we have made an impact? Have we gotten to a point where, well, are we getting there where we're making a difference in terms of bringing families back together, helping these families, or is it more of, you know, finding a happy ending to these children, whatever family, a newer family or whatever family they would be placed in? Or is that what we're at with this? Or,
well, and let's, you know, let's face it.
That's a lot.
But it's good.
As I was asking it, I started thinking about all the different directions of this, you know, and it's just not a simple thing because I'm thinking, you know, you've grown through the years and that's a good thing, but then is that a bad thing because you're growing? Because yeah. then is it becoming more and more of a problem? That's what I want to say. Or
so
are we just finding that there's a lot of need out there and we're actually going to be, we're meeting that need?
And we really are. I mean, you know, I always tell people, you know, yes, are there some incredible success stories for these kids? Absolutely. But it's not the white picket fence and everything's going to go from, it's like you look at a barometer and it may be like at 20 or 30% and where maybe what you would expect life to be like. But for us, it's, can you hear me better now? Sorry.
Yeah, now I was starting to lose you.
Yeah, so for us, you know, we look at the whole child, we look at their situation, and we look at, you know, the foundation. And a big part of the CASA organization is because we are very reactive, as everyone knows, that when a shelter care hearing comes in into our courtroom, we are appointed automatically. And we do ensure that children get services, client service plans are followed, because if parents can become better parents and they're following what the courts and our recommendations are, then everybody wins. But when that can happen, and when children need to be removed from their home, and we call, you know, whatever that permanency goal is, there's adoption or there's what we call just relationship. Every child needs a strong relationship. So, but then if you get down to the foundation and the core of what brought the abuse and neglect in, there's a lot of generational abuse. And I think that's pretty obvious to most people. There's a lot of, and so what we do as an organization in our not only reactive but proactive approach is that we host continuing education for our CASA volunteers and our agencies do it together. We have a conference coming up on September 6th, and it's called Bridges Out of Poverty. And so it helps us all continue to be educated about what brings child abuse and neglect into the mindset and how we rationalize with families, and we need to discuss, you know, again, all pros and cons. So then the messaging is consistent. And so as an organization that also, when you go through the training, and I think you and I've talked about this several times, Dolly, is that it's not just, this volunteer position is not just ordinary, it's extraordinary. I mean, people go through a 50-hour training, and then after that, they have to go through like a post-training, and then they're assigned a case. And then this comes through with our national, but 12 to 20 continuing education hours per year. So our approach is we want to do it more of a case-to-case, child-by-child, and specific education, like triage approach. So because every child, every case is so different. So we want to be able to meet their needs. So education is huge, and so is awareness. So
that's
as a child advocacy.
What makes those volunteers that you have so extraordinary. I mean, you just can't, you're not just putting a few hours here. This is real service and dedication. And so for the 230 men and women that are your volunteers, they're very special people. And you treat them so well. You do. You treat them so well, and they're valued. And that's the great thing about Gloria and how you're leading Casa Kane County, that people are attracted to you. They want to be around you because they see that you're a special person and you're making things happen. And the way you're bringing community together to be there for our children is really extraordinary how you've done it. So let me just give you that, okay? You have.
thank you. Well, but, you know, Dolly, and this is the best part of all of our jobs is that these selfless people who every day are, oh, my gosh, devoting literally, you know, 20 hours, you know, 10 to 20 hours a month for these children, and some even more. Some of them really take this as a full-time job, and we love it because we know what difference makers they can be. And they really care about these kids. And one of my favorite stories that still stands out in my mind was when this one child who was about 15, 16 went into court with one of our CASAs. And this case particularly was open for 10 years. And he looked over at her and he said, you know, what was I like as a child? You're the only person who has known me, who has pictures, who is a keeper of everything that I've had. What was I like? And you know, you can imagine just her heart was so full. And she's like, you know what? I went into this wanting to do more for these kids, but I feel like sometimes they did more for me than I did for them. And that's what the beauty about where we are today is, because we have so many selfless people, from the CASA volunteers and to the donors. If it wasn't for our donors, too, who give and support our organization at the level that they do, we couldn't, you know, be the organization we are. And fortunately, we don't have a lot of bureaucracy. We work with a judiciary, and we're strongly supported by the King County government. However, we are our own separate entity, and I am ruled by a governing board of directors.
Yeah, and 100%, a lot of people don't know this, you don't get any state funding. 100% of your budget comes from those private donations, right? And you get some grants, but you really do rely on the revenue from your events. And let's just, we're running out of time, because I do have to talk to Tom Bednar from Gear and Prep, but we do have a golf outing coming up. Is that right? Outing coming up. All kinds of things coming up. You can go to their website, CasaCaneCounty.org, and under events, you'll see ways that you can contribute or get involved. And then you got your big gala in 2020. You already got the date on there. I see March 7th.
Yes.
That's always a wonderful time. About 900 people were there the last time I went. Every year it's grown and grown, and really the county has you to thank, Gloria, for really bringing everybody together and making it a wonderful experience for the kids and the volunteers and the people that are on your staff by your leadership and your heart. You wear your heart right on your sleeve, and you're doing a phenomenal job, and it's been so great to have you back on the show, and I wish you had more time.
Yeah.
So thanks for all you're doing. Is there something you want to leave us with? Is there one big event that's coming up that you want to plug real quick? I'll give you a minute here before we
get to the topic. I don't know if I could have done it better than you, Dolly. You did a great job. And just, you know, take them to the website. So we always say volunteer, donate, connect. Somehow, some way, please get involved, and we'd love to hear from you. But thank you, Dolly, for having me on today. It means a lot. And look forward to catching up with you on a later date in the evening.
Thanks for all you're doing. Gloria Kelly from CASA Kane County. Check out CASACaneCounty.org for more information on that wonderful organization that's our advocate for our children. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back with Tom Bednar from Garin Prep High School.
Good news, good gas, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, it's David Lee Murphy, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Court Carpenter. Too funny. He made that before he got married. We were just friends, though, too, for the record, okay? But I love playing that. He's my pal, Court Carpenter. He's coming back to Chicago, and we're going to give you an idea of when that's going to happen. He tells me he's coming back to Chicago, and we're going to give away tickets, and we're going to have some time with Court. That'll be coming up. But first, this is the good show. I want to make a quick announcement before we talk to Tom. Tom, are you there? Hang in there, Tom.
I am, Dolly. Good afternoon.
Hey, Tom, great to have you on the show. He's the president of Garin Prep. But first, a quick announcement. I forgot to do this. The Great Pink Run is happening in Chicago on October 5th. It's a family-friendly 5K, 10K to raise funds for international breast cancer research. Irish Olympian Sonia O'Sullivan is going to be leading that family-friendly 5K. You don't want to miss that. Check them out on the web to register at www.greatpinkrun.com. I will be there October 5th down in the city. It's going to be at Diversity Harbor. And so check it out and run with us, would you? We would love to have you. There's still time, a little bit of time anyway, to join us in Ireland. And you might want to check out our website, because I'm running out of time. I got to talk to Tom. Tom, enough of that. Ireland trip, more important to talk to Tom, though. Garen Prep is having their Garen Fest once again. It's always a good time, and it's always a joy going back to my old alma mater. Tom, tell us, okay, we'll get all the details about the fest, but is there something pressing right now that you want to talk about? We want to support Catholic education, continuing education in the high school level, but before I get into Garen Fest, Tom, tell us, how's everything going over there?
You know, it's very exciting. We're going to be launching some new programs that we'll be promoting this fall for some academies. What we're doing for next year's freshmen opening up a Fine Arts Academy, Computer Science Academy, Science Math Academy, and Career Technical Academy. So those are some four new programs that will, I think, have a great attraction to families that really have a sense of a passion for what their children want to study and pursue, and really give them that sense of purpose and make an impact on others.
Absolutely. So you get the best of both worlds. You get to continue to put your children in an environment where there is religious education and talking about being a good person and continuing your faith throughout the day, and then some great quality education, as Tom pointed out, some great programs being implemented to keep us moving forward and cutting edge at Garen Prep. And part of the need for this, or to keep these type of programs going, is fundraising. And Garen does it really well, putting on Garen Fest every year coming up, right, Tom?
Right. A week from today, we start at 5 p.m. on Thursday the 22nd. Be launching a good music program that night with Ara. Friday night, we have Our Gang and iPop, a couple of popular Chicago groups. And Saturday, Hody Snitch and Sugar Highway. And Sunday, we have Tynan, Sealed with a Kiss, and also have Reckless to wind up the night on Sunday.
Lots of good bands, that's for sure. You guys, you have 4 days of rocking and rolling over there on the northwest side. Garen
right.
Prep. Yeah.
It's good music and just a lot of fun for all age groups. You know, some 42 rides and games for the younger children and adolescents and parents, and the more older people can come out and sit and listen to music and have some adult beverages and some good food.
That's great. It's always a good time. I went last year, and I remember it was so hot, but the place was packed. There was a really good turnout.
There was. You know, the forecast, I think, is going to be better this year. Looking like, you know, highs of 82s and the lows in the 60s, so it should be a very pleasant evening and afternoon on Saturday and Sunday.
It's going to be perfect weather. You know it. Yeah. So, Tom, tell me, this Garen Fest, how important is this festival in continuing to help move the programs along and making an impact on what's needed to get quality education out of Garen? How important, how much do you guys rely on the Garen Fest?
You know, it's a significant fundraiser for us throughout the year. We're hoping to raise $85,000 to $100,000 this year. They'll go towards our scholarship fund, which is just a growing need that we have here. If you take a look at the median family income in this area, $53,000, and tuition is $12,000, that would mean that if you had one child come to Garen Prep, you'd be spending 23% of your income on high school tuition. Now, 75% of our students do receive financial aid. The average award is $4,200. So if you take a look at if we're going to raise, you know, $84,000, that means that's going to help some 20 students, you know, come to Garen Prep in that capacity there. So that's, you're going to make a difference in the lives of at least, you know, 20 students, and as we spread that through, it becomes a lot more of the people that get $1,500 or $2,000 to help them with their tuition bills.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Garen Prep, for those of you that are not familiar with Garen Prep, it's a Catholic co-ed now. Now it's co-ed. It was just girls, and then we had Holy Cross next door. So it merged with Holy Cross, and now it's called Garen Prep.
Sweet 16 year, Dolly. It'll be 16 years now of co-education here at Garen Prep.
Golly, really? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, no. Now I know what it feels like to feel old. I can't believe that. I feel like that was just yesterday. Gosh, crazy. I graduated in 87. So my girlfriends and I are all going on our 50th year celebrating. And it's been nice to connect with my gear and gal pals, especially this year, because when you turn the big 50, you want to make sure you're around everybody who's also 50, so you don't feel
sure.
Too old.
The memories that we make in our teens and childhood.
Oh,
I'm sure you had some lifelong friends from grade school, coming to high school with
them.
Oh
yeah, and many, yeah. many, many friends today still from Garen. The memories there, the environment there, just really bonds you together, and you do. You become lifelong friends. You're sharing a lot together, not just a classroom with a teacher, but you're sharing your faith, and it's so important to continue this mission from Garen Prep, striving to, you know, bring that to this diverse student body that you have now, boys and girls. Tell us about the
right.
student body a little bit. How has it changed throughout the years? I know, obviously, it's not as big as it used to be, but how is Garen staying staying relevant, staying afloat, and really thriving still in this environment today?
You know, I think one of the key dimensions that makes our school attractive is really the community environment, the sense of friendship that develops among students in each grade level and between each grade level. To see the seniors really serve as mentors to our freshmen and sophomore are great stories to be able to share. And to help them understand that importance that they had. I had a senior who didn't think he was going to be able to play on the golf team this year, to focus on some studies and college visits, and had a good conversation with him about leadership and the impact that seniors make on freshmen and sophomores, and asked him to think about it, and he came back 2 days later and said he'd continue in that path of participating in the program to be a leader. So I think that's a dimension that we have, that students are less likely to fall through the cracks here because we can have those kind of individual conversations with them and help them fill a part and really contribute to the school community.
Absolutely. And beyond. I mean, when I was at Garen, there was a lot of service, a lot of
right.
Emphasis on taking care of each other. And that's kind of the theme of this show. We take care of each other. We highlight non-for-profits. And although I can't write a check to every non-for-profit, I tried to bring awareness, and that's one of the things that I got from my education at Garen, taking care of each other and helping each other and supporting each other out, which is a lifelong skill. You know, it's not just about the education, it's really about the atmosphere that's building the confidence in these students and these leadership skills that you talked about, Tom.
That is so clear. Yeah. You know, we've appreciated everything you've done and the opportunity to speak on your program when you've come back for our career days. Just the kind of witness that you're able to give and share that sense of self-esteem and possibility that our young people can grow into as well.
Well, I'm happy to help out, but, you know, there's no way that it was just all me. You guys really are doing a tremendous job over there. So let's talk about academics a little bit with Garen Prep. So are there well, we got a lot of extracurricular activities. We talked about that.
Sure.
You know, so tell us about
the
academic situation.
Sure. Again, going back to as I began to speak about, we really want to change to a focus in terms of what we provide to our students, from just a general college prep curriculum to helping those students who really have a sense of a passion that they have, whether it's in an instrument, whether it's with their voice and they want to sing or perform on stage. You know, for that kind of reason, we're looking at starting this fine arts academy. There really aren't fine arts academies in the area of Chicago. There's one private school on the south side. I know the Chicago Public School has one. So that's, I think, an area where there's a lot of families who have children that want to perform, that have the talent, and we want to provide that space and community where that talent can develop. Because we have great staff in our art department in terms of band leaders and voice teachers, and also in terms of photography, painting, sculpture, and ceramics. So there's a lot of opportunities. So we want to really let the people know. One of the worst things you can do is be the best kept secret. And unfortunately, I think that's what's been part of our fine arts program. So we're going to be out there talking about that. Each visit we make to grade schools and putting that out on our website and other kinds of social media. Also in terms of computer sciences, as young people today, they're so familiar with the tech world. They've grown up with iPads and smartphones, and here we use Chromebooks on a daily basis with our students in the classes, that there's that interest in development of apps, of websites, of programming. So we're going to be able to offer students a pathway that would allow them to find a good job right out of high school that can help them pay for a college or go on to college and major in video gaming or computer sciences and expose them with relationships to tech companies in the area so they'll understand, too, what that field looks like after school. Those are a couple things we'll be launching in the next year, so we're excited about that. And then broadening, too, some relationships we have in terms of career technical studies, give those students who are thinking about law or healthcare, taking a look at things like the work of the trades as well, construction management, so students can really explore and discover their interests and have some good mentors along the way before they have to make those decisions about what college they're going to go to or what path they want to pursue. So we're really, really excited about that.
Well,
I think that's going to be something really important for families and students in our area here on, in the near western suburbs and near west side of Chicago.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to hear all this about Garen. The environment there is very similar to when I went there. Talk about the arts. We had the band. We had piano classes. We had the choir. We had swing choir. We had the theater, which I was really involved with. Visual arts, painting, puppetry, ceramics, all of that. So the arts have always been one of the strongest suits at Garen Prep, or Garen, I should say, and now Garen Prep, it's continuing. But we also had a lot of brainy girls. I wasn't one of them.
Right.
And I had several classmates that went to MIT and just went on to become lawyers and doctors and you name it. There's something in every class that I have experienced at Garen, and my sisters too. I had seven sisters that went there too, by the way. And so it's really great to get that update and see how things are still moving along and the curriculum is staying as such and growing and expanding and doing even better. So Tom, let's talk really quickly too about any upcoming events. I know we had a golf outing and I missed that one.
Right.
So we had the golf outing last May.
We had a good turnout there and helped raise about $25,000 for our scholarship fund as well. We had our scholarship dinner in April where we honored some alumni of both Garen Holy Cross and Garen Prep. I brought some people back and had a wonderful evening of celebration there. We have homecoming events coming up here in September, class reunions. Those would be, say, the nines and the fours. People. So we've got a new director of special events and alumni relations, Bev Crone, who is an alumna of Mother Theodore Garen, and she's coming from Elmhurst College and really excited to start with us. And we had an event last night to talk about the academy programs with a good number of alumni, kind of a special group that we had. Were able to show up and get their take on it.
Wanted to be to that one too. I missed all the fun. I was under a print deadline, so I couldn't make it. But I wanted to be there, Tommy. I was thinking of you guys, but print, the publication has to go to print, so I stuck on that.
Right.
But Tom, you're doing a wonderful job at Garen, and it's the way you're bringing back the alumni and getting us more involved with the school, I think that will just continue to help it to keep it going and thriving. And, if you're not alumni, you still can support Catholic education because it is making a difference for a lot of families and children that need that extra support. This is a school on the northwest side of Chicago that I went to. Very small student-to-teacher ratio here. Really rich learning environment. Tom Bednar, top-notch. President of Garen Prep. If you want to learn more, Tom, how could they reach you? They can also go to the website,
too. They can reach me here at school. Mm-hmm. I'll give my office number here, 708-437-4754. Or you can email me at tbednar@garenprep.org. One thing, you know, people might look at as you put that general call out for support of Catholic education is the Invest in Kids Act that enables people to get a 75% tax credit on a donation to one of the scholarship organizations like Empower Illinois or Big Shoulders, and they can designate that for a school like Garen Prep or their own alma mater if that's what they choose. And I'm just kind of promoting that kind of support for all Catholic education. They get a 75% tax credit on donations, so you can turn a $10,000 donation only costs you $2,500, or a $1,000 donation only costs you $250 after you file your taxes and get that
fantastic
tax credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Significant, that's for sure. Are the kids back in school yet?
You know, the freshmen started today. So we had a great orientation day, and everybody's coming back tomorrow on Friday, and the first full day classes are next Monday. So we're in full gear, ready to put the ship out to sail, as they say. The cruise will begin.
And we're looking forward to Garen Fest. So big, huge fundraiser to continue the great works that Garen Prep is doing to continue Catholic education on the northwest side of Chicago. Been around since 60 something? When did Garen start?
1961 it was founded. Yeah.
61. Let's keep it going. Do you guys still give out the gold rings? I forgot to ask you that. I keep forgetting to ask you that. The gold rings that are the flat, the old Garen rings.
Yes, there is still the Garen rings to buy. It's such a favorite among the alumna of Garen, Mother Theodore Garen High School. I always hear the stories of people, they might be in the airport and sitting at a gate and someone recognizes their ring, and they share the stories that they have going to the same high school or something.
Yep, that's happened to me. Definitely has happened. That's great. Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, Tom. Thanks for everything that you're doing. And please come on out and support Garen Fest. This is happening August 22nd. Ara is going to be there to kick off all the festivities. Friday night, IPOP. Saturday night, Sugar Highway, and Hootie Snitch. Am I saying it right? Snitch? Is that a Hootie and a Blowfish cover band? Oh, they're going to shoot me for saying that. I don't know. I wondered. All right, and then Sunday, we wrap it all up with Sealed with a Kiss and Reckless. Great opportunity to come out and bring the community together in support of Catholic education at Garen Prep. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Dolly.
All right, we'll see you soon. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
For sure. See you then. Take care. Bye-bye. All righty. It was so nice to talk to Tom Bednar from Garen Prep. And that's it. That is the show. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And please support the Dolly McCarthy Show. I need your support. Like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're also on Instagram, too. Stay positive, everybody. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other and have the best day of your life. We'll see you next week. So long, everybody.
Good news, good guests, and at least